Bible, turn to a verse we looked at this morning, actually, John chapter 19. Would you go there with me? The Gospel of John, chapter 19. It's where we're going to start. And something interesting, we know this verse well, at least the phrase that's in it from our Lord. But if you go through the Gospels, this is the only time you see this phrase mentioned. In the other Gospels, it says when he was on the cross, he cried out, or he made a final cry to the Lord, etc. And here, John shares with us what he said. What he said. In fact, let's read that together, if you would. Verse number 30, would you read that with me? When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The full extent of what Jesus did on the cross and his resurrection following from the grave will be learned throughout eternity with him. We can appreciate it. We can believe in it. We can understand how it affects us perhaps in this life in many ways. But to see what God can do, has done through it, or will do through it, I think eternity is about long enough to figure all that out. And what a blessing. You know, when we get to heaven, we're not going to stop learning about our Lord. I don't believe. We're going to enjoy getting to know him through that time. But because, as the Bible says, it is finished, we can read about some results in God's record for us, that the resurrection and the cross resulted in. So I want to share that with you. Because it is finished. This is the title tonight. Because it is finished. And six results of the resurrection. Because it is finished, and Christ's resurrection, what are some things we know from God's word are true based on that? So let's go ahead and pray. We'll ask God to help us, and then we'll continue on. Well, Lord, thank you that we can be in your house tonight. Thank you that we have the Bible and the truth in front of us. Thank you that we have a Holy Spirit that can help us understand it, and a Savior who has opened it up for us as we put faith in you. Now, Lord, I pray, would you show us some things, perhaps maybe we have learned, but yet haven't considered for some time, and use it to help us be a better example of Jesus in this world, a better example of a Christian, Lord, and a better witness for you and for him. Lord, I do pray for John right now. You know all the details. And we ask whatever is the problem, that it could be fixed tonight or within the next couple of days. And so we pray for your hand over him and his family. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Pray you'd open up the scriptures to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Because it is finished. Six results of the resurrection. You can follow along and go back with me on these things, or you can listen as we go. Isaiah 53 is where we're going to go here now. Isaiah 53, the Old Testament. First result we want to share, we find in Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 5. Verse number 5 of Isaiah 53. It says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Number one result I want to share with you tonight is this: because it is finished, my sin is paid for. My sin is paid for. The Son of God was nailed on the cross and endured the Father's wrath for our sin. He had no sin in him. He had nothing to pay for, be accountable for. But yet he took our sin upon him. And like the hymn written by Alvina M. Hall says, Jesus paid it all. Amen. Jesus paid it all. 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 19 says this, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Because it is finished, my sin is paid for. Praise God. We can rely on the Lord for that. Number two, Ephesians chapter 1, if you want to go there. Ephesians chapter 1. and want to start in verse number 3 to verse number 6. Verse number 3, starting there, going to read down to verse number 6. Here's what it says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Quite a mouthful there. Something interesting you'll note if you look at the verses, 3 to verse number 6, that's all one sentence. All that information is tied together. Here's the thought. Because it is finished, I am accepted in Christ. At the very end of verse number 6, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. That word there, accepted, means to be able to be part of. To be able to be part of. Jesus paid the price that we might be a part of the body of Christ. His atonement provides more than an everlasting home in heaven. His resurrection and the salvation through his blood puts me in a spiritual position. I'm no longer lost, now I'm saved. I'm no longer a heathen or one that is without Christ. Now I'm with Christ. My life is now in Christ. In fact, the Bible calls those who know Christ as their Savior in the New Testament, he calls them saints. Saints. And you're looking around and say, well, I know that guy. He's no saint. Well, in Christ, we are. In Christ, we are. You know, it's based on what Jesus did, not on what we do, but accepting what he did for us. Because it is finished, I am accepted in Christ. Number 3, Romans chapter 6. If you want to go there, Romans chapter 6. Romans 6 and verse 6 says this, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Number 3, result of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Because it is finished, I can have victory over sinful habits. I can have victory over sinful habits. You know the song, the things I used to do, don't do them anymore. That's the goal, is to the things that are against God or sin. God says, now you have the ability, the power to do it through Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he broke sin's stranglehold on us. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, your old man died, and you can have victory over sin. And I say, well, how in the world can we do it? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. If you want to look there, maybe you have it in your heart. I encourage you. This is a 911 Bible verse. Emergency, emergency. Everybody remember that old show, Emergency? Man, I like seeing them grow out there and help people. Well, here's what God says. I've got help. I've got help ready for you. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. When we're thinking right, we say, Lord, where's the way to escape? Lord, show me the way to escape. When we're not, we avoid that. We ignore that. And God says, but I want you to know it's always there. It's always there because of what Jesus did. Because it is finished, I can have victory over sinful habits. Number four, Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Now, I don't know if I'd call this a 911 verse, but it is a very important one to have in our hearts. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. And let's read this one together, please. Galatians 2, verse 20, and then we'll share the result. Verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Because it is finished, I can enjoy Christ living through me. Christ living through me. He says, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, he used to call this the exchanged life. We get Jesus' life. He takes our sin and brings it before the Father and sees it forgiven, but we get Jesus. The Apostle Paul called it, not I, but Christ. Colossians chapter 1 is another passage that shares that thought with us. You can go there with me if you'd like. Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 to 27 says this, wherefore, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Wow. I like how he puts it there in Colossians, the hope of glory, the hope of glory. You know, some of the biggest differences, there's many, I'm sure you could list, but between someone who knows the Lord and someone who doesn't, is those that know the Lord have a hope. Yes, amen. We have hope, and it's eternal hope, and here he calls it hope of glory, and it's Christ that helps us to have that hope. Christ in you. Because it is finished, I can enjoy Christ living through me. Romans chapter 8, let's go there. Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to need your help here because we got a pretty good passage to look at. Romans chapter 8. So what does the Bible tell us is available now, the result of the resurrection? Well, number one, because it is finished, my sin is paid for. Number two, because it is finished, I'm accepted in Christ. Number three, because it is finished, I can have victory over sinful habits. Number four, because it is finished, I can enjoy Christ living through me. Let me give you the fifth one, and then we'll read the passage. Because it is finished, I can trust the love of God to me. I can trust the love of God to me. Let's look at these verses, Romans chapter 8. I'm going to look at verse 31. Verse 31, I'm going to start there. We often look at Romans 8:28, and that's a great verse too. Again, another 9-1-1 verse. But verse 31 is where we want to go, and we're going to read down to verse 37. So I'm going to ask, can we read this responsively? I'll read verse 31, you read verse 32, back and forth. Verse 37, that's the verse that we'll stop at. I'll begin with verse 31. Here's what it says. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him, what? That loved us. That loved us. Because it is finished, I can trust the love of God to me. To me. That means when there's things that come in life that are hurtful, disappointing, failing, I know God still, his love is still good. Right. His love is still good. In fact, it's still good to me. And now all those things should drive me to Him. Regardless of whether it's something I did or didn't do, all that should drive me to Him. We don't always see God's purposes behind suffering, but Christ's sacrifice on the cross is proof that the love of God, the love God has for us, can be trusted. Can be trusted. He knows what He's doing. How many think God knows what He's doing better than you do? Yeah, same here. Man, He's a blessing. He's a great God. Because it is finished, I can trust the love of God to me. Last one, number six, Matthew 28. Let's go there. Matthew 28. And I'll read verses 5 to verse number 7. Verse 5 to verse number 7, Matthew 28, here's what it says. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead. And behold, He goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see Him. Lo, I have told you. Number six reason or result of the resurrection of Jesus, because it is finished, I have a message to pass on to others. Because it's resurrection, I have a message to pass on to others. And that message can change somebody's eternity, as it did yours. If you know Christ tonight, it changed your eternity when God opened that up to you through somebody's witness or scripture or however the Lord brought it to your heart and mind. Because it is finished, I have a message to pass on to others. What if all of Iran's regime and leadership surrendered tonight? They were taken into custody and replaced by those who want to grant freedom to the people. But no news stations would report it. Media sources on the internet would stay silent. The war would be over, but most of the world wouldn't know it. You know, Jesus won the war. He won the war at the cross. And now He says, go tell everybody. You can have victory in Christ with Him in salvation and faith. Because it is finished, we've got the greatest message and person to talk about. Let's not keep the news to ourselves. Wow. How about that? Resurrection, did you think that had that many? And I'm telling you, there's more we could come up with, right? Because it is finished, my sin is paid for. Because it is finished, I'm accepted in Christ. Because it is finished, I can have victory over sinful habits. Because it's finished, I can enjoy Christ living through me. And because it's finished, I can trust the love of God to me. Because it's finished, I have a message to pass on to others. Amen. Let's live like Jesus really is alive. Amen. Yes. Let's live like He resurrected. And He's coming again. Amen. He's coming back someday. Could be soon. Could be soon. But whenever it is, God says, here's what I've got work for you to do. And live like I'm alive today. Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for Your word that tells us, it reveals the truth to us about the Lord Jesus. And Lord, I pray, help us not to be silent about it. Whomever we come in contact with, Lord, that might be on our lips and on our heart, especially this coming week, Lord, we pray Your grace as we strive to live for You. I pray this would be a week that we draw closer to You, Lord, in our walk and in our time. And may You get the glory through us. Use us as instruments of Your will, Lord, I pray. And I pray that Jesus can be seen through our very lives. As we're accepted in Him, help us to live like He lives through us, Lord. Thank You for what You're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Would you stand with me, please? Let's stand together for a moment, please, with heads bowed and eyes closed. Just going to leave the altar open tonight. If God's laid something or someone on your heart, would you bring them before the Lord tonight? Would you bring them before the Lord tonight and ask the Lord to make you a part of the process if it's His will. I'm going to ask the piano to softly play the song. We'll sing in just a moment, but let's seek the Lord as she begins to play.